Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Mishpatim begins with many dinim of Nezikin, dinim of Bin Adam Lachaveiroi. So the Meforshim and Chumash explain that this is a hemshech of Maimon HaSinai. On the occasion, Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaims the Aseres HaDibros. One of the Aseres HaDibros is Loisig Naivu. So in order to determine whether someone is a ganef or not, you have to know who is entitled to the money. So Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, is to spell out the details of the din of Loisig Naivu. Rashi and Parshas Yisrael quotes from the Tanoim that in Loisig Naivu and Aseres HaDibros, Dabar HaLomim Me'inyon is talking about going of nefashas, and going of mammon is really psukim in Chumash and Vayikra and Parshas Kedoshim. But it also includes Ganevas Mammon. So that's what the Rishonim HaChumash say. The Parshas Mishpatim is to tell you the details of when there's a din of Loisig Nevu, whoever is entitled to the Mammon. So if someone else takes that Mammon, that's an Isa Loisig Nevu. Opening pasuk says Eilah Mishpatim Ashtosim Lifnehem. So the Gemara understands Lifnehem in the you should, Moshe Rabbeinu should present all the dinim to the men and to the women. Hishva kosev ish liish l'chol dinim Shabbat Torah. And a dinim mammon is a din of the, even though in Isa Veheta sometimes the dinim are not the same, but women are exempt from a mitzvah says such as magrama, but in a dinim mammon is a dinim are exactly the same. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rimagash had a practice. Rimagash was a Talmud of the Rif in his second career. The Rif lived in Fez, Rabbi Yitzhak Alfazi. And then at the age of, 79, he had a runaway from Morocco because it was some kind of accusation against him that he was married by Malchus or something. A 75-year-old rabbi is going to be married by Malchus, ridiculous. So he ran away to Spain and he started a second career there. And all of his famous Talmidim are from the second career. The Rimagash and all the others are from the second career. So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Dayanim, they quote the practice of the Rimagash that when there would be a dintura between a woman and a man, instead of demanding of the woman she should appear in front of in the Bezdin's office, he would have the dintura in her home, so she wouldn't have to go chutz lebeisa. Kol kvuda bas melach panimo. That was always considered tzniyazdik for the women to stay home. In fact, on today's sedrib, you have some of the dinim in the parsha are in Eved Ivri, some of the dinim are in Eved Knaini. You have to have the tradition of the Torah Shem Baal Peh to know which dinim are Eved Ivri, which dinim are Eved Knaini. So the pasuk says Chaim Karish is bita liyama lo seitzi kedsei so avodim. If a man sells his daughter as an amohevriyah, what does that mean? Lo seitzi kedsei so avodim. So Rashi quotes an interpretation from the Gemara that doesn't at all seem to be pshuto shal mikra. Lo seitzi kedsei so avodim. She's not yoytzi b'shem b'yayin. Shem b'yayin is only Rosh Yevorim. B'chof talet Rosh Yevorim. That's only by Eved Knaini. It doesn't apply to Amar Yevriya. Lo seitzi. She doesn't have a yitzia. Lecheiros. Kedsei so avodim. Like the Eved Knaini. And then you have a different pasuk. Ki mocha lecha achicha Yevriya. Makishivri Livriya, so just like in Amah Ivriya is not Yotze Barash Yivorim, and Eved Ivri is also not Yotze Barash Yivorim. But is that really Pshuto Shal Mikra, Lesetze Ketze Sabarim, she doesn't have a Yetziah? Sounds like that's an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shabbal Peh. What could possibly be the Pshuto Shal Mikra? So the tour in his Pirish Ala Torah, it's not really fair. They did a disservice to the tour. They took all the Gematrios that he has, and they put that in the Chumash. But he has a regular Pirush on Chumash where he has a quote from his father and he discusses ideas from the Ramban. He's a regular Meforash on Chumash. They misrepresented him by only printing the Balaturim, the Gematrios, and the Rashi Tevis. That's not what he's all about. So the Pirush HaTur on Chumash, on that pasuk says, Lo Seitzik Teisa Avodim, that it's not proper if you purchased an Amah Ivri, it's not right to ask her to go to the post office and to pick up a package or to go to the store. You should have the Amah Ivri do work at home. You shouldn't have it do work outside of the house. 'Cause kol kvuda bas melach panimo. So that's what the practice of the Rei Migash was, that if the woman has a din Torah, so you don't request of the woman that she should come to the office of the Bezin. He had the din Torah in the woman's home. The Gemara has another interpretation on the word lifnehem. The one pshat is lifnehem means hishvakasa ishalish. It's talking about the baledinim. Elam mishpatim shatosim lifnehem. These dinim apply equally to all the Jewish people, the men and the women. Then the Gemara has another pshat lifnehem. Elam mishpatim. These dinim should be brought to the bezdin that has smicha. Lifnehem lo lifnehem hadyotis. Lifnehem lo lifnehem arkoes. That there's an issue, you're not allowed to go to for a din Torah to people who don't have smicha, and also you're not allowed to go to a din Torah to nochrim, akosh al nochrim. Akosh al nochrim doesn't only mean to the secular court in America. Years ago, Rashi on Chumash quotes from the Tanoim, it's ilu yirosam, because the courts, the goyishe courts, used to be sponsored by the Avodah Zarah religion. So if you go to a goyish court, it's a covet to that avodah zarah. So not only if it's sponsored by religion, I have ilui, it's a covet to their avodah zarah. Even if it's a secular court, it's also an isar akos. And even if it's a Jewish court, and it's, even if all the members of the court, even if the judge and everybody are Jewish, but they're not following halacha, they're not following chayshem mishpat, they're following Turkish law or Arab law or British law, everything other than Jewish law. It's a bigger issue. When Rav Herzog was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, and then they made Hakam Samedina, so he was waiting for Ben Gurion to call him up on the phone that he should participate in setting up the Bati Dinim in Eretz Yisrael. So they said that he's still waiting for the phone call. He never got the phone call from Ben Gurion that he should help out at all. And Rav Herzog published in English about Dinim Mamanis of our religion. We apply, there is a principle of dina de malchus adina, that the secular law of the land is binding. Not only that you have to pay taxes, secular law is binding. Yeah, that's if at least one of the parties involved in the court case is an ochri. If it's a court case there's a dispute and dina mamanis between a Jew and a goy. So the Gemara says, if there's a Gemara in the end, the Bava Kama has a din, the Rambam quotes the din, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If a Nochri and a Jew, if an Akum, the Loshan Agamaf, an Akum and a Jew come to a Jewish Bezdin for a dispute, so the Bezdin should always favor the Jew. If, according to secular law, the Jew wins, so the Bezdin should pass on according to secular law. And if, according to Jewish law, according to Chosh Mishma, the Jew wins, then they should pass on according to Jewish law. So the Rambam says, what kind of shtick is this? What kind of business is that? That's not fair. So the Rambam learns that when the Gemara said Akum, means Akum, Eved Avodah Zarah. So we're gunning out, we're out to penalize him because he's an Eved Avodah Zarah. But if he's a plain Nochri, he's not an Eved Avodah Zarah, then the Rambam says that you don't always favor the Jew. Then you follow Dine de Malchusa, then you follow Dine B'nei Noach. If all the parties involved are Jewish, then you don't apply Dine de Malchusa Dine. That says in Choshen Mishpat. They quoted Chuvas HaRashba like that. If all the parties involved are Jewish, Din and Machusa does not apply. There was a Maharit Sahalon, Rabbeinu Yontef Sahalon was a young man. He lived in Svat during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Kara and after. He writes in his Chuvas, he was sent as a shaliach of the Rabbanim in Tzfat and Eretz Yisrael to visit the Jewish communities in the Arab countries, neighboring Arab countries, to tell them that they're not allowed to follow Din and the Malchus as far as Yerusha is concerned. Because when a Jew dies, the issue is all the parties involved are Jewish. They're on Nochrim. So you don't follow Din and the Malchus in such a case. Only if one of the parties is a Nochri. Then halacha applies, dina machusa dina. And of course, you have to pay taxes. That's another kind of dina machusa dina. The parsha speaks about three different types of tashlumin. When you learn, this year we were learning psochim. So we discussed it. It came up. Sometimes you have mammon, sometimes you have knas, sometimes you have a chiyuv kapara. So mammon and knas, you have differences. We'll speak a little bit based on the parsha. But kapara, that's what Tosis points out. Tosus in Psachim and Tosus in Ksubis and Tosus in other few different Masechtos, that there are several differences between Kapora on the one hand, six, seven, eight differences between Kapora on the one hand and Mamon Knas on the other hand. Beginning of the Parsha, you have the din that when a person is married, there's a Shibut Sher Ksus V'yoino. This is one of the differences between Erisin and Nisuin. In the days of the Tanakh, through the days of the Gemara, there was a long pause of a year's time between Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin is what we call Kiddushin. That's Maseches Kiddushin is about that. And Nisuin is Chuppah. That's what Maseches Ksubis is all about. So they used to have a pause of the year in between Erisin and the Nisuin. In the days of the Gaonim, they decided it's not such a smart idea to leave it the way it is, so they moved up the Nisuin. So you have the Nisuin immediately following the Erisin. We just have a slight Hapsok in between when we read the Ksuba. The reading of the Ksuba is to make a Hapsok. In the days of the Gemara, there was a pause of a year. And today, they wanted to retain a little bit of a pause, so they have a pause of a few minutes to read the Ksuba. But the Pashto says that it's not right to read the Ksuba very quickly to get it over with as soon as possible. The whole idea of reading the Ksuba is to read it slowly, that there should be a hafsak between the Erisin and the Nisuin. I remember when Rabbi Leizer Silver used to read the Ksuba under the chuppah, he would make a dramatic presentation. He would read the Ksuba very slowly, and if he would hear somebody talking, he would stop. Until they stopped talking, they never go back to the beginning. It would start all over again, because the whole idea of the Ksuba is to read it slowly. The Chumash says that if somebody is chayvel b'chaveiro, so you have to pay chamisha dvarim, nezek tzar, ripoy, shebis, and boishes. They're not all the same. There are differences, la'alocha, between these various tashlumens. And the Tosefta in three different places, two in Bava Kamma, one in Gittin, talks about a roife shekilkel. Let's say the doctor was treating a patient and accidentally he harmed the patient. Unfortunately, he harmed the patient. So does he have to pay or not? So there are three different Toseftas that all contradict each other. One Tosefta says he's chayim, one Tosefta says potter, and the third Tosefta says it's potter medina yadam b'chayim medina shamayim. So how do you resolve this contradiction? So the Osameach explains that they're talking about three different cases. The two Toseftas in Bava Kamma, one is the Toseftas correspond to the way the Mishnayos appear, but the Tosefta has more detail. So the earlier Tosefta is commenting, elaborating on the din in the Mishnah, the end of the second parak. Even if he was not Poshea, he's still Chayiv and Nezek. In order to be Chayiv and Boshes, the Gemara says in Achoivel, you have to have either Niskaben Levayesh or at least Niskaben Lachvol Bachavero. If it was neither Niskaben Levayesh and not even Niskaben Lachvol Bachavero, then you're not Chayiv to pay Boshes. And then what about Tzar Ripui Shebis? So then the Gemara says you only Chayiv Tzar Ripui Shebis if there was some degree of Pshia. Nezik, you're Chayiv even if there's no Pshia at all. If Tzayin is Gomer, that's a Machlokes of Rishonim. We pass Kana Shulchan Aruch. But anything less, if there was a bit of a pshia, then you chayv and tzar ripui and shevis. But the doctor, the roife, we assume that there was no pshia. It was an accident. So then the later tosefta that says that the roife shekilkel is potter, that goes on tzar ripui and shevis, and certainly boishes is potter. The tosefta in Gittin that says Patam Medina Yad Mechay Medina Shemayim. So that, from the context of the Tosefta there, it's obvious, is talking about in the days of the Gemara, there was an institution of Netilas Rishus. What was Netilas Rishus all about? If you have a dayan in a Din Torah and he made a mistake, Chiyuv Sazakai, Zika Sachai, he paskin incorrectly, and then it's impossible to retrieve the money. The person who already paid the money is just not going to get it back. So sometimes the din says, we paskan Rameyer, doin din in the garmi, we paskan like Rameyer, that the dayan shetor has to pay from his pocket. So a lot of dayonim, who were experts in psak halacha, decided to go and publish a kisfeyad. Why should they function as dayonim or to paskin shalas and isa the heter. Sometimes they'll paskin its treif and you should feed it to the dogs. Then it turns out they made a mistake and they have to pay from their pocket because it was worth more. They shouldn't have fed it to the dogs. They were allowed to eat it. So the chacham shetoa and a psak also is chai medina de garmi sometimes. So a lot of rabbanim will want to run away from psak halacha. They'll rather sit and learn, give a shiur. You know, you can't go wrong if you give a shiur, even if you make a mistake in halacha, but no one's going to sue you. If you pass an halacha lemaisa, then they're going to sue you. So in order to encourage the experts not to leave the field of psak halacha, not to leave the field of dayonis, so they would give netilas rishus, either rishus from the Reish Galus and Bobala, rishus from the Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, until this rishus is based on hefker bezna hefker, or indeed in the Malchus Adina. The Reish Galusa wasn't a Bezdin, but the Reish Galusa had the power like a Melech. The Rambam quotes from the Rashi Goliyah Shebebavol b'mokam Melech emomdim. So the Melech has the Kerech also of like Hefke Bezna Hefke. The din of Hefke, in fact, the Rishonim say in the beginning of Sanhedrin Daf Hei that the din of Hefke Bezna Hefke is really an extension, it's an application of the din of din and the Machus Adina. The original din of Hefke is that the government has the right, and Malchus has the right to be Mafker. And if the government is not taking care of the things, then the Bezna has a right to be Mafker. Hefke Bezna Hefke is a branch of the din. The basic din is din of Machus, the Malchus has a right to be Mafker at the moment. So they used to exempt, they said, if an expert dayan made a mistake in psak aloch, even though mikra din, he should be chai medina de garmi to pay. Dayan shato has to pay from his pocket, or chochem shato and a psak and kashrus also has to pay from his pocket. But if he had rishus from the reish galusa from the nasi, so he was encouraged to stay in the field. So then he's potter. So whenever mikra din, you mechuyif to pay mamon, and it's a special ptur. Atakone, that you pater him because people won't want to stay in the field of Dayanis. So then the Tosefta says, in such a case, you pater medinonim, b'chaim medinu shamayim. Same thing, let's say the government made a din, it's an international din of, you can declare bankruptcy. So they made a tikkun ha'olam, and they tikkun ha'olam. Whenever mikra din yechayiv, they tikkun ha'olam, they made a takana de rabbanon that you pater. But let's say they shemaim, he really should pay. Let's say a person declares bankruptcy, and then he starts all over again, and he makes out well. He should really pay back all the people. He's part of medina yodam, but medina shemaim, if he has enough money, he should really pay back all of that money that they parted him. So the same over here. This is mepnei tikkun ha'olam. They relieve the expert dayonim. Tolo Yishalmu, they relieve the expert Dayanim, if not Tolo Shus from Bezin.
But wouldn't the Dayan want to be Yotze B'Dino Yishmayim too? So then how is that helping? This?
If he's going to have money, if he'll be able to pay the money, then he'll pay the Yishmayim. But if he, like this, he'll be Mamish for the rest of his life. He won't be able to say, if you'll just leave the din the way it is, that the Medina de Garmi, the Dayan Shato has to pay, he'll be penniless. But if later on somehow he becomes a wealthy person, so then Bedina Shemaim should take pay back all the money. And Ochetami. Then the Chumash has one of the dinim that's it only applies to Nebuchadnezzar, the din of Yom HaYamayim. Yom HaYamayim means if you shoot someone and he dies a year later, but he dies clearly because of the fact that I shot him, then the din is that I'm chayv misa. But by an evet k'naini, there's a din. What do you mean, yom ha'yamayim, which is it? So the Gemara says it's chof talachos. It doesn't depend on yom ha'shalter. It depends on me, eis le'eis. I shot him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he dies. If he dies within 24 hours, then the odon is chayv misa for killing the evet k'naini. But if he survives 24 hours, then I'm potter. The Rambam adds on, he thinks that Yom HaYamayim doesn't apply if I shoot the Eved K'naini. What am I doing shooting the Eved K'naini? It means if the Eved refuses to do work for the Yodon, and he's mechuyev to do the work, I own him legally. Either he sold himself as an Eved K'naini or somebody who owned him legally, someone Someone else bought him as an Eved Knaini. He sold himself as an Eved Knaini to someone else. And then someone else sold him to me. So legally, he's obligated to do work for me, and he doesn't want to do it. So I hit him in order to encourage him to do the work. So then the Rambam says, the din of Yom Ha'imayim. The Odin hits him in the line in because he's not doing the work that he's supposed to do. But Stam, if you shoot the Eved Knaini, then you achay me, even if he dies a year later. So I remember when I was in high school, my third year in high school, I learned the Rabbi Fishman Shir. Rabbi Fishman was one of the Europeans. At that time, most of the Rebbes were all European. Most of them. He had learned by Rabbi Belbel Soloveitchik. We had a few Rabbeim in our yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelik and Rabbi Noach Bornstein and Rabbi Fishman. I don't remember if there were more, but Rabbi Fishman was very beloved by Rabbi Belbel. Rabbi Chalap once told us that he visited Rabbi Belbel Soloveitchik and Rabbi Belbel asked him, oh, how are his Talmidim doing, Rabbi Bornstein, and so on. So he said, yeah, they teach young children, 14 years old, 15, high school students. Rabbi Belbel Soloveitchik was so disappointed. They're such big Talmid Chachamim, and they're teaching little high school students. What can you do? Okay. So I remember Rabbi Fishman, the year that I had him, we learned Baba Basra. And then a few years later, he had cancer and he died at a young age. So I remember when the students went to visit him in the hospital. So he was Parshas Mishpatim when I went. And he was talking, he was always talking and learning. So he had a suffix regarding Yom HaYamayim. What if the Eved Knaini survives more than 24 hours? So the din is lo yukam ki kaspahu, that the Odom doesn't get the death penalty for killing the Eved Knaini. Would there be a din of kam lebi de rab minay? Do you say that mamish is not ma'aser etzicha at all? Or do you say, no, it's like chavi misa shogigim, the pturim and atashlumim. He didn't know of any sources to be poshet to shayla. Then the Chumash has a din. Chumash has a din in the end of Parshas Noach. Shafech dam ha'odam bo'odam dam yishofech. So the Poshe Pshat in the Pasuk is Shafech dam ha'odam kama. If someone kills someone else, bo'odam dam yishofech. Bezdin. Bo'odam means bedini odam. Bedini bedini odam is chaymis. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. Shafech dam ha'odam bo'odam. If you kill an uber, a baby who's inside the womb of another, of a woman, so benoach is neragal ha'ubrim. So the Achrayim raised the question, how did the Tanoim know that that only applies to Bnei Noach, only Bnei Noach Neragal Ha'ubrin? But as far as Yisraelim are concerned, there's a Mishnah towards the end of Nida, where the Mishnah says, Tinik Ben Yomo, Ahorga Neragol. If a baby is born, the baby is only one day old. So if you kill a baby, you're Chayiv Misa. Sometimes you're not Chayiv Misa if it's not clear whether the Kolol or Chadoshov, so then you're only Chayiv Misa if you kill a baby after Lamed Yom. But if it's Biyadua Shekol Olach Hadoshev, then Yechai Misa, even Tinik Ben Yomo. So how did the Tanoim know that it's only a Tinik Ben Yomo he was born? How did they know that Neragal Urban only applies to Bnei Noach? The other Pasuk that's written there, and there in the Parshas Noach, Achaz Dimchan and Af Shesech HaMedrash, that there's a prohibition against suicide. That Pasuk applies to Yisraelim also, so maybe this Pasuk also applies to Yisraelim. So the Stechemed quotes a letter. Stechemen was a Sephardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael, and then he took a Rabbanis somewhere in Uzbekistan or something like that, and they had different minhagim that he never heard of, he wasn't familiar with, so he used to correspond with different Rabbanim in Europe to find out whether the Balabatim were pulling his leg or the real valid minhagim. And then he used to correspond so much, he wrote a whole encyclopedia, put everything in alphabetical order, and he has a whole encyclopedia, the Stechemet, 9 volumes long. So he quotes a lot of letters from, he corresponded with the Netziv and with Rabbi Fol Valojiner and with Rabbi Shlomo Levilna. Rabbi Shlomo Levilna told him that you see from the Pasuk, from this Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Torah has ki notzo anashim inokvi yishohar v'yotzu yolodeho, you have to pay the mevalotis. That's im lo yeosin. Im osin yeh, it's if the woman doesn't die. If the woman dies, then menasata nevish tachas nevish, then you say, come levi the rabbi, you don't pay. But if only the uber dies and the mother doesn't die, then there's no come levi the rabbi. Why is there no come levi the rabbi? If the din is at the chai misa for killing an uber, there should also be come levi the rabbi. And even though it was b'shoigig, Kinot Sanoshim, the two men are fighting with each other and accidentally they killed a woman. That's a din of Tana de Bechiske, the Chayv Yemisu Shoikigim. You also say, come Levi de Rabbinay. So you see from this, that's where Shlomo Levi only wrote to the Sechemet. You see from this Pasuk and Chumash that a Horiga Sa'uber by Yisrael is not Chayv Misa, by Bnei Noach is Chayv Misa. It doesn't necessarily prove the fact that the Bnei Noach is Chayv Misa doesn't necessarily prove that it's an Isa Ritzicha, because Bnei Noach is Chayv, Bnei Noach is Nerag al Pochas Meshavah Bruta. Benoach has a rasim zuim misasim. Whenever he violates any of the seven mitzvahs, benoach is chay misa. It could be that it's an isa chavala. It's not necessarily an isa. It doesn't prove that it's an isa ritzicha. But a benoach who does gezala a chevel b'chaver is also chay misa. Shad is by us, by Israel. What degree isa is there, if at all, if you kill an uber? What's the nature of the avera by abortion? So you look in, tak in the Stechem, and he quotes three different opinions. Some Achronim hold that it's mutter, there's no isav at all. Some Achronim hold that it's only an isav de Rabbanon. There's such a lotion in the Tosfos in Nida. Moshe Feinstein said the Tosfos in Nida is a misprint. It can't be that it's only an isav de Rabbanon. And some say Beferish that it's an isav de Raisa. The Pashtus is Beferish that it's an isav de Raisa based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Ikamidi, there is no such thing that for the Bnei Noach it's an Isa, and for Yisrael it's Mutter. So, and Bnei Noach is Neragalum, so it must be that it is an Isa. So we really assume that to perform an abortion is an Isa deraisa, but the question is, the big question is, that Taras Chesed has a whole shul about this, and the Chilik Aben Ezra has two simonim on this topic. So this is a question, what's the nature of the Isa? Is it an Isa Chavola or is it an Isa Ritzicha? If it's an Isa Ritzicha, then the only time we would be mater to do an abortion is if the baby has the status of a Redeif. That's how the Ramam says, that Muberis, Huisha Mekasha Leilit, if a woman is having difficulty in labor and her life is Bisakana, then you can kill the Uber to save the life of the mother. The Ramam says, because the Uber is considered like a Redeif. So all the Noisei Kelim on the Ram ask, it's against the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara said Beferish that that's not called the Redifa. The Uber is not a Redif. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes, you can't reject the Ramam just because you have a Kasha from the Gemara. Look in the Sefer, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, Sefer on the Rambam. Rabbi Chaim has a Yishuv on the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to hold that the Issa to perform an abortion is an Issa Ritzich, and the only heter is if the Uber has the status of a Reidev. And Rashi seems to hold that it's not an Issa Ritzich, it's a lesser Issa, it's only an Issa Chavola. And you don't need Pikoch Nevesh to be Matar an Issa Chavola. We assume that even cosmetic surgery is Mutar. So if there's a real valid Tzorech, then we wouldn't consider abortion an Isa Ritzicha, and we would say it's Mutter. That's the Shaila. How do you paskin? How do you paskin on this issue? So Moshe Feinstein was very machme. He thought we have to follow the Rambam, and he felt that it's even an Isa Ritzicha within 40 days. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that not. He thought within Mem Yom, the Gemara says in Maya Bialma, it's not yet called a Nefesh, not yet called an Uber. If a woman has a baby, so the Parsha in Chumash says at the beginning of Parsha's Tazria, that the woman has to bring a Korban Yoledes, even if she has a miscarriage, she has to bring a Korban Yoledes. My wife had 9 babies, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, my wife will be obligated to bring 9 sets of Korbanos. we have 9 babies who are healthy, even if the woman has a miscarriage. But if she has a miscarriage within Mem Yom, that's called Maya B'Alma. And you don't have the dinam of Yoledes, you don't have Tumas Yoledes, you don't have the whole dinam Alois, you just, that there's Dama Anida, you treat it like Anida, like a Zava, whatever it is, but you don't treat it like a Yoledes. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that within Mem Yom, it certainly is only an Issa Chavola. After Mem Yom, that's the Machlekes, the Ramam and the other Rishonim. Yeah, the Taras Chesed tries to chisel down the Rambam. He thinks that the Issa, even the Rambam says that it's an Issa Ritzicha, maybe that's only because the woman is already in labor. Isha Mekasha Leilit, so it's already, the Vlad is already Nekalotzek, she's in the middle of labor. Or maybe even if you say the Rambam holds that it's an Isa Ritzich and he only had to kill the Uber to save the life of the mother would be Midin Roidev, that's how the Rambam writes it. So maybe that applies even before she goes into labor, but maybe it's only if it's already Kololo Chadoshim, she already entered into the ninth month. That's what we assume. In the days of the Gemara, there was a machlekes whether yoledes l'tisha, if a woman has a 9-month pregnancy, yoledes l'mekutoim, or any yoledes l'mekutoim, is it considered kolol chadoshav when you enter the 9th month, or do you have to wait till the 9th month is over? It doesn't mean 9 months, every other month is 30 days, every other month 31 days. It doesn't mean every other month has 29 days, every other month has 30 days. Also not. The Gemara says it means 8 times 30 or 9 times 30. So that's in the days of the Gemara, that was a machloikis. And it was days of the Rishonim, it was a machloikis. The Rambam says in the end of Eben Ezer and Hilchas Chalitza that Bizman is that we follow the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, that we assume that today it's perfectly normal. The Oledis L'Mekutoim. Once she enters into the 9th month, that's already considered Kol Ola Chadosha. So that's what the Torah's Chesed says, that maybe even the Rambam who says that, that Hapola Subrin is an Issa deraisa of Ritzicha, and the only heter to perform an abortion is when the Vlad is a Roidev. Maybe that's only when she already started going into labor, or maybe only, even if you move it up a little bit, maybe going to Ram, only once she enters into the 9th month, so it's Kolala Chadoshev. But before the 9th month, he suggested even the Raman would agree that it's only an Issa of Chavola. And if you have a valid reason, you're not allowed to do chavala shelo l'tzorach. But whenever you have a valid reason to do a chavala, then we would be mekel. When the Chumash writes this din of im lo yosan onish yonish kashi yosh jasal of bal ha'isha v'nosan biflilim, that the chayvel, the one who caused the hapolas ha'uber, has to pay the mevelodis. So the Chumash says v'nosan biflilim, you should pay al pi hadayonim. What does that mean? So they quote from Rabbi Elwell of Soloveitchik, but it's printed in the Panim Yofis. Panim Yofis was by the Hafloa, the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Chsam Sefer, one of the Rabbeim of the Chsam Sefer. So the Panim Yofis and Chumash, the Chsam Sefer used to refer to it as the Hafloa Alator. The Hafloa is the Sefer and Ksubis. And he wrote the Makna and Kiddushin. But the Sefer on Chumash is called the Panim Yofis. So the Chassam Sefer used to refer to it as the Hafloa on Chumash. So the Panim Yofis writes this Pshat V'nosam B'flilim, Bezdin will make you pay if there's no Kam Levi the Rabbani. Masin Yiv and Asat the Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, then B'bolot says Yidei Shemayu, you are Mechuyiv to pay. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, Esan Asat Tarafil Ba'alimai. So Rashi and Tosfos learn that bo alima is kam levi the rabbin, and you don't have to pay the whatever the schiras poilim for the zayna, estan zayna, whatever he agreed to pay his mother, he doesn't have to pay. But the balasus hidei shemaim, he should pay. So that's based on the diuk from the pasuk that it says lo yasan v'nasam beflilim the bezdim will make you pay. Masan yeah. And then kam levi the rabbin, you don't have to pay, but the balasus hidei shemaim should pay. It won't be beflilim. The bezim won't be mechayiv you to pay, but you really should pay. Yeah, that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that even when you have a kamlei with the rabbinay, you should pay. The Chumash spells out all of the arbavus nezikin in the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. So by bar we have a din that's relevant for getting married. It says kesef yoshu lebala b'hames yihi alo. So the Gemara says kesef. The balabor has to pay the hezek kesef. He pays kesef. What if he wants to pay shavu kesef? So we say kesef yashiv. It doesn't say yishalem. Kesef yashiv. The rabbi shavu kesef afilu subin. That you can pay shavu kesef is dinik kesef. So the Tosfos writes on the first daf in Kiddushin and the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says so ishim miskadeshes bepruta or b'shavu pruta. So the Gemara proves that there's such a thing as kedusha kesef. How do you know that Shavu Kesef, Kesef the Gemara never explains? So Tosfos says that's learned out from this pasuk by Bor. Kesef Yashiv Lebal of Yashiv Lerabu Shavu Kesef. The din is that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, well, the meaning is that we use a tabas, the Ramo and Ebenezer quotes that from the Tikkuni Zoya. Yeah, what's the reason for that? There are different reasons why a tabas. But mikra din, you say, harem kodeshesli, you can give a lollipop, you can give anything that's shavu pruto. Anything shavu kesef is acceptable. Kala tarkula the din of shavu kesef kikesef, with three exceptions to the rule. So one of the three exceptions is pinyan ma'aseh sheni. You can only be pinyan ma'aseh sheni with tzarta kesef, kesef sheyesh olav tzura. We just learned it in Psochim, alam and ham, the base. And the whole Perek HaZov, the beginning, the whole first half of Perek HaZov talks a lot about the details of that. You can only be poide ma'aseh sheni on kesef sheyesh olav tzura. And then the second exception to lul is machtas ha'shekel. You only yotze machtas ha'shekel if you give kesh. Give shabbe kesef is no good. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes that he wrote a chibur on Yerushalmi, and when he ran away from the communists, it was stolen from him, or he lost part of it, whatever it was. He was very upset about that. He didn't think that the tshuvas that he wrote were so important. He thought his chibur on Yerushalmi was his main work. So he says that in Schibra and Yerushalmi on Shkolim, he explained that this is a din deraisa, that you only yotze machtza shekel. If you give kesef, you can't give shove kesef. And based on that, and that's a din deraisa. Nonetheless, they gave darkona shel zov, they gave golden coins. But the Gemara says only silver is kesef, gold is not kesef. So he says, no, that's gold coins in contrast to silver coins. So then, only the silver coins are kesef. The gold is not yotze b'hetzor as well as silver. But gold coins alone, if the gold coins in contrast to the peris on ma'aseh sheni, then the golden coins are legal tender. So it is called kesef. If you have golden coins and you want to switch that onto silver coins, so that's acceptable. But if you have silver coins, you want to switch it onto golden coins, that you can't do, because you have to be put in the ma'aseh sheni onto kesef. So gold coins, in contrast to silver coins, are not considered kesef, because the silver coins are more yotze b'hoitzo. But gold coins alone are considered kesef. The Chumash has a din of Bobe Machteres, that if...
Rabbi, what's the third exception to the rule?
There's a brice in Pcheres Daf Nun Aleph where the Gemara has the brice has three exceptions to the rule. So the third one is when you oil a regal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, you want to purchase an oilless Riya, they made a din derabbanan that you have to buy it up to it keset, not with shove keset. So Rashi writes, the Gemara just says the din. Rashi writes that's only a din derabbanan, and he quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that gives the reason why. Yeah, then the Chumash has the din of Bobe Machteres, that if a person is Bobe Machteres, he's a Reidif. He's a Reidif Achachaber Lahargoy. So it's Nitan Lahatzila Benafsha. You're allowed to shoot him. So it says, Ein Lo Domim. But if him Zarch Hashem Mishalov, if it's Klor V'detog, it's clear like the sun is shining, that he's not Bo Aliskin if he's only Bo Aliskin Momin, then Domim Lo. Then you don't have the right to kill him. So what did those expressions mean? Ein lo damim and damim lo. So they quote from the Vilna Goen in the Sefer Aderes Aliyah. The Ibn Ezra, I think, has this. But they quote, the Vilna Goen explained it a little better. What's the definition of life and death? When do you determine that a person is dead? Brain death, how do you determine? So the Vilna Goen says it has to do with the blood circulation. Damim lo... Damim lo means it's considered as if the person's blood is circulating and therefore he's considered alive. So if he's alive, you're not allowed to kill him. Ein lo damim means we consider the Bobe Machteres as if he's a gavrik tila, as if his blood is not circulating and therefore if you shoot him, so he's a gavrik tila already, so you're allowed to kill him. There are many gemaras that seem to imply that as well. Tosfos says, ki adam hu anefesh, what's the malocha? The gemara says, achayvel, if you cause an animal to bleed, a human being or an animal to bleed, it's an isa, it's a malocha deraisa. What malocha is it? So Rashi says tzovea, and the Rambam is making a black and blue mark. It's tzovea, and the Rambam says that it's disha, like he squeezes out juice from an olive, zeisim anavim. So he's squeezing out dam from the balchai. And Tosfos' opinion is the one that has been accepted. The Achronim say because there's Yerushalmi, says beferish like Tosfos. Rabbi Natam says a whole fantastic pshat. Ki adam hu anefesh, the blood circulation keeps the animal alive. And therefore, the dam is considered nefesh, and malikot l'kula, malikot l'palga. So just like if you kill a balchai, it's an isin etilus neshama, shochet is one of the lamtes malachas. So if you cause bleeding, ki adam hua nefesh, and malikot l'kula, malikot l'palga. And malikot l'kula is a loshen in Baba Kama and Perek Merube, but that's not what they're referring to. The same loshen appears in Nida, exactly for this purpose. Exactly for this purpose. Malikot l'kula, malikot l'palga is considered dam shanashama yotzeba. So that's the Bir Agro has, he picks that up from the Ben Ezra. But that's what it means. Domim lo, arein lo domim. Let's see, I put these ideas in order. Okay. The Chumash uses Ashiashin Elohim, Mishalim Shnaim Lerayehu. The word Elohim here is Loshen Chol. Sometimes the word Elohim means Avodah Zarah. In the Minchas Chinuch, a lot of times he'll quote Elohim Acherim, so he'll put a kuf instead of a hey, Elohim Acherim. Rav Soloveitchik was upset about that, why they put a kuf. It's Avodah Zarah. And even over here, you don't say Ashiashin Elohim, Mishalim Shnaim Lerayehu. It's Loshen Chol. It's not a Loshen Kodesh. The word Elohim, Loshen Chol, in this context is referring to a Dayan who has smicha. One who doesn't have smicha is called a Hedyot. A Hedyot means a plain person. A plain person. And one is a Samach is called Elohim. We have two principles. That's the difference between Mammon and Knas, that how do you know these two dinim? So they're both based on the psukim in today's sedra. The pasuk says, "Ashiashin alehim mishalim shlaim dereyehu." Ashiashin alehim pratlam ashiyah satzma. Only if Bezdin paskins. Tosis in Ksubis points out, and the Don Ligoyen and the Hakros Hagra and Perik Meruba quotes it from the Yerushalmi. Tosis also quotes it in Ksubis on the Yerushalmi. That let's say Hamoyde b'knas poter is bebolos esudei shemaim. He knows that he gambled. He knows that he's chayv kefil. Maybe it makes sense that he should pay on his own. Why does he have to wait till Bezdin paskins? So Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi and the Gra quotes it on Ayin Beisa on Baba Kama that even bebolos esudei shemaim, it doesn't make sense that the person should pay knas. Apparently knas is considered an oinish. This is an oinish aguf. When you get Nisan Malkas, then there's an Einish Mammon. It's an Einish. And an Einish doesn't make sense to be self-imposed Einish. I know that I ate Chazes, so I'm going to give myself Malkas. I know that it was Machal Shabbos Ben Mezid, I'm going to give myself Skila. So it doesn't make sense. An Einish has to be that the Bezdin is Manish me. So to pay Knas is also an Einish. True, it's not an Einish Aguf. In order to pay Knas, Tosis in the first Perek in Makkos has a Mishnah, which they interpret to mean that you don't have to have violated a lav in order to be chayv Knas. Ein onshem l'kayim asira means you don't give an oinish aguf, a misa or Malkus, unless the person violated a lav. And l'kayim asira, unless he violated an azhara. There's a different din. When we were in elementary school, so the teacher always said, the teacher's warning us, and ein onshem l'kayim asira. You don't give a punishment unless we warn the students. That hasra is a different thing. That's not what it means, ein onshem l'kayim asira. Ein onshem l'kayim asira means you have to violate a lois essay in order to get an oinish aguf. But in order to get an oinish mammon, Tosfos says you don't have to have violated a lois essay. Lo yashem ha-mevin l'dei malkus, mevin l'dei tashlumin. You don't need a lav. You don't need a lois essay in the chumash. So we learn from that pasuk, Asher and Asher Elohim Pratam Asher Satzmai, that if the person is Moide B'Knas, that he's Potter. Yeah, what is that all about, Moide B'Knas Potter? So the pashtus is that in order to bake, let's say a person admits that he robbed the bank and he stole $1 million. So we should really say, Ein Adam Meis Matzmei Rasha, you don't believe what he said. So the Ran in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Beis raises that issue, the Ran on the Rif. And he says, it's like Pagin and Deborah. We believe what he said, that he owes the bank $1 million, but we don't believe the background of this story. He says, I robbed the bank and of $1 million, and I owe them $1 million. So we believe the statement, I owe $1 million, and Eidon HaMetz Matz Merosh, he don't accept the statement that he said, that he robbed the bank. So let's say he says, I stole $1 million from the bank at night when no one was watching. So why don't you say also, Pagin and Dibura, believe what he said, and therefore he's chayv to pay kefil. He should be obligated to give back $2 million $1 billion for Karen, $1 million for Kefil? The answer is no. In order to pay Knas, Knas has to be an onesh. Not an onesh aguf, but it's an onesh. In order to pay Knas, you have to ascertain that he did an avera. It doesn't have to be a loisese, but you have to ascertain that he did some kind of an avla. Let's say, v'lo yishmerenu, a short time, we pass on a short time, you pay chatzin nezek, only if there was, if it's ba'inus, you don't pay. If Imamish didn't do any avla at all, then he doesn't pay the knas. So you have to ascertain, so that's the din, that ain't on a mes matz marash, you don't believe what he said, that he did an avla, that he robbed the bank. Once you don't believe that he robbed the bank, it's not shaykh to say that he should pay. Pagin and ibura, make him pay the kefil, and don't believe what he said that he stole. If you don't believe what he said that he stole it, then it's not shaykh to pay kefil. You have to be mevara. So this pasuk, Ashi Ashin Elohim Patlam Ashi Asatzman, this is really the marker of the din of Ein Onem Es Matzmei Rosha. That's the Lashon. Patlam Ashi Asatzmo Ein Onem Es Matzmei Rosha. That's why Moide B'Knas is Potter, because you don't accept what he said. You don't believe what he said. How do you know Hadoz Baldin Kameinim Domi and Momin? If it's not an issue of Rosha, Mashiach Asatzmo, how do you know Momin? So Rashi writes that it's based on the Pasuk and Chumash that says that there's a din of Moedah B'Mitzvah has to swear a Shvur D'Oraisa. In other words, I'm Tavei Yehuda, you owe me $100 and you're Moedah B'Mitzvah and Koifa B'Mitzvah. So you're Moedah part. So just because you're Moedah in part, that makes my Taina into a Taina Chashuva. Why? The answer is because she'em ki hu zeh. Ki hu zeh v'lo zeh. If he's Moedah B'Mitzvah, the Koifa B'Mitzvah. So if Hadoas Baldin is not Kamei Eidim Dami, so why does that make my Taina into a Taina Chashuva? That's what Rashi said. It's see from this, Rashi in the beginning of Bav Metzia says, see from this Pasuk that Hadoas Baldin is usually Kamei Eidim Dami. So it's considered like Hadoas Eidim. Let's say, I'm to bear you that you owe me $100. And you're Kaifer Hakol. So Kaifer Hakol doesn't swear Shavua Derais at all. But then Eidim come. And they testify, we know for a fact, we don't know about the whole $100, but we know $50. We know for sure that he owes. So that's Rav Chiya Kamaisa, I think. That's Hadoas Eidim. Hadoas Eidim, if you have a birur, that part of the taina of the Taveya is emes, so then even the part that the other fellow is contradicting, he's disagreeing, he says he doesn't owe, but it makes the taina sataveya into a taina chashuva. So you see that Hadoas Baldin makes it into a Taina Chashuva. So that's the right. Hadoas Baldin is Kimei Eidim Dami. Kimei Eidim Dami means that it's a Birur. The Tzoyzah Choshen quotes that some Achreinim are of the opinion. Hadoas Baldin, Kimei Eidim Dami doesn't mean it's a Nemonis, it's a Hischaivus. So the Tzoyzah disagrees. Says, no, Kimei Eidim Dami means that it's a Birur. It's Nizbara that he really owes. And Hadoas Baldin is Mevara, the facts of the case. The Chumash has the din of Mefate, and later you have the din of Oynes, and Chumash Dvarim, Oynes and Mefate pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. How much are the Shkolim? So the Gemara says there used to be two monetary systems running side by side in the days of the Tanaim, like we have in Canada and in the United States. You have pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half a dollar, and a dollar. In Canadian money, and I think in American money, you have both. But the dollar is not always the same. Sometimes the American dollar is worth more than the Canadian dollar. Sometimes Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar. They're called by the same names, penny, nickel, dime, quarter, half a dollar, a dollar, but it's not the same amount. So in the days of the Tanaim, they had two systems running simultaneously. There was Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina. And then the Gemara says that the Kesef Tzuri, each coin was eight times the value of its counterpart in the case of Medina. So whenever the Mishnah has a din that you have to, whenever the Chumash has a din, you have to pay an amount of money, which monetary system are you using? So Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the first parak, kol kesef hama atar kesef tzuri v'shal devreyem kesef Medina. So you have to pay, whenever it's a penalty midrabbanan, they have to pay an amount of money, that's kesef Medina. That's the lower value, the one-eighth the value. But whenever it's a din d'oraisa, they pay kesef tzuri. The Yidduch Chumash says you have to pay chamishim shekel kesef. A shekel is four zuz. So that's why we write in the ksuba the masayim zuz. If a girl is getting married for the first time, so kesef yishkol kemohar habesulos, because he was ma'anis ha-mefatahar, so when she's going to get married, she's not going to get the ksuba of a besula. The practice used to be bizman matan Torah, they would give a besula a ksuba of 50 shkolim, which is 200 zuz, the 4 zuzim in every shekel. The Tanoim had a big machloikas. The posuk is saying that oinus and mefata, because he's making it, she's now a beula. So when she's going to get a shidduch later, she's not going to get the ksubas besula. So he was mapsed her the ksubas besula. So he has to pay the 50 shekel. So is that din? The Torah is basing a din on that practice. That practice is a din deraisa. The chumash is endorsing that practice. That ksubas deraisa. Even if the husband didn't give his wife a document, ksuba is there, even if he was not mishabin himself, or should we assume ksuba is only the rabbanon? The din of oinus and mefata were established by Kodesh Baruch Hu based on the practice. The minig was bizman matan Torah that then they would get married, they would be mishabin themselves a ksuba 50 shekel. Then maybe it's not a din deraisa. So that's a big machlikas. Every 10 blot in ksubas, every 15, 20 blot, comes up again with the ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa. Most of the Rishonim assume that ksuba lav deraisa. And then in the Beis Shmuel, the Achronim say, in Ebenezer, and even if he gave her a ksuba, even if he made a Kabbalah's Kinyan and he gave her a document. So when you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, a Kinyan Suda, that works Minatora, that's Mechayiv Minatora. If you give a shtar, that's Mechayiv Minatora here. Even though he gave her a document, it's still only the Rabbanon. He didn't mean to make it into a Shiva Dara. He just meant that to be Mishadim himself to the extent that the Chachamim required of him. As all the coolest, yeah. So that's the question. And the Ashkenazi Ksubis, it says, the Chazilichi Midaraisa. It says the husband is obligating himself, Masayim Zuz, the 50 Shkolim, the Chazilichi Midaraisa, which you are entitled to in Torah. So the Svardish Ksubis don't have that lotion. Rabbi Ben Chaim in our yeshiva always says, I'll give you a ksuba that's correct. What are you using here? You're incorrect ksuba. I'll give you a ksuba free of charge. I'll give you a ksuba that doesn't have those two words. Chazilich mederaisa, yeah. But Ashkenazim, from the days of the Balei HaTosfos, says some Balei HaTosfos said it's a raya that we pass in ksuba deraisa, but we don't pass like that. Bottom line, we don't pass like that. So what does it mean, chazilich mederaisa? So the Rosh explains, and that's quoted by the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. The Rosh explains, Ksubas lav deraisa. So all whenever there's a chi of mammon shall devrayim kesa medina. So the 50 shkolim should be 50 shkolim kesa medina money. Should only be 1/8 the amount of 50 shkolim kesa tzuri. No, but it's based on what it says in Chumash, kesa yishkol kemor habesulas. And in the Chumash, it's 50 shkolim of Kesef Tzuri, not Kesef Medina. So even though this is a Shchiyab Shalde Reyem, but you pay in Kesef Tzuri. As opposed to Ksubas Almana, let's say a woman is getting married for the second time, and she gets 100 zuz, but that's Befevish only by the Rabbanan. There's no Pasuk on that. So she gets 100 zuz, that's Kesef Medina. And if she's getting married for the first time, then she gets 200 zuz, Kesef Tzuri. So it's not twice as much. It's 16 times as much. 16 times as much. That's what there are more paskins. 16 times as much. Quite a discrepancy. You look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in the beginning of the Sefer, he has a table of contents. So he says, Parshas Bereishis, how many mitzvahs are there? Parshas Lech Lecha, every sedra. Then he has Mishpatim. Then he says, Mkesef Talveh Sami. He had some Rishonim had Parshas Mishpatim was divided into two different sedras, and they had the two different haftaras apparently. Yeah, after you have him Kesef Tavos Amar in the second, this job is going to learn two sedras. We're going to have three Sifrei Torah, and we're going to learn two sedras. So the Parshas Hashavua, Mishpatim, and Kesef Tavos Amar. So in this second half of the sedra, you have some of the dinim of Shmita. It says Hashviyas Tishmetena Unetashta. So that means that the Paris, the owner of the field, is not allowed to keep the Paris himself. He has to allow the public to take it. He has to be mafka the Paris. That was a big machlok because the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, they went down in history on the 2% of the dinim that they disagreed on. And 98% of everything they agreed on, they were together in the same bezin. So this is one of the issues that they had a machlokes on. That the Mabit was of the opinion that Perish Shviyas are Avkaita de Malka. The Rebbeinu Shlom declared that the Perish Shviyas are Hefker. Automatically, you don't require that the owner of the field should be Mafker. It is Hefker automatically. And the Beis Yosef's opinion was the accepted opinion that it doesn't become hefker automatically. The owner of the field has a mitzvah to declare it as hefker. Why does it say tishmentena une tashta keifa loshen? So the Gemara has a machlokes of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, where they say dibur Torah kedushan b'nei adam, lo dibur Torah kedushan b'nei adam. We believe that the Torah was dictated word for word, letter for letter, to Moshe Rabbeinu in Hashamayim, and that's why sometimes we medayik from the fact that there's a missing of mole chaser. We medayik every word, every letter in the Chumash. Why does it say tishmateno and atashto? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah kedushan b'nei adam, the Shana is kfulim. The Rabbi Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in the way people speak. People repeat themselves a lot unnecessarily. And we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We assume like Rabbi Akiva, lo dibur Torah kedushan b'nei adam. So we darshan lishon es kfulim. So every time it says hanik tanik dasan titen v'sach tiftach hakim tokim imo bos yumas, the Gemara has a drasha every time there's a kefal lashon. So what's over here? Tishmatena unetashto. So the Tosfos in Merubin, Baba Kama quotes the Yerushalmi and Peya that tishmatena unetashto. Tishmatena means the owner of the field should be mapka the peris and shnas hashmita. Unetashta means that any other time you want to be mafka anything, not on perish vias. The other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, you can be mafka anything. This pasuk is the mocker for the institution of Shvita, of Hefker, the mocker for the institution of Hefker. Then Tosis points out that there's a totally different pasuk that teaches of the institution of Yiyush. Masim l'mi'echedesh yesh l'semanim yesh l'tovim, but if they're no tovim, then it's Yiyush. So Tosis shows that Yush and Hefka are not the same. They're two different things. That's a discussion. When you learn Baba Kama, what is the difference between Hefka and Yush? The Chumash then has the din. Sholosh Pam Hashana, Yivar Kol Zechuchas, Pnei Ha'odin Hashem, Oyle, we should be Oyle Regal, all the men, Yivar Kol Zechuchas. The women are not Mechuyiv in Ali Oyle Regal. The Gemara has a Machlokes, but the women are Mechuyiv in Simcha. Ain Simcha, Bizman Shabbos, Megad Shoyin Kai, Men in Simcha, Lebizhar Shlamim. So if the women, machlokes is the Rambam and the Raivin had a paskim where the women are mechuyev and simcha, not mechuyev. So if the women are mechuyev and simcha, then they're obligated to be oyle regal in order to be able to eat the shlamim in Yerushalayim. But if the women are not mechuyev and simcha, they're not mechuyev. The husband is mechuyev to offer. If the wife wants, do you want to come with me to Yerushalayim? Would you like to have some shlamim? But if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. That's a machlik, is the Rambam and the Rabbi. When the Noshim Chayov is Besimcha and Yontav. Why does it say, Pnei Ha'odin Hashem? Why Davka be here? Ha'odin. So the Gemara has a comment in the first parak in Chagiga to the exclusion of Evet Kanaini. Evet Kanaini has another Adon, so he cannot, only Bnei Chorin who can relate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Mechuyib and Ali Al-Regel. And Evet Kanaini is not Mechuyib and Ali Al-Regel. So then the Gemara said, but we would have said anyway. The Gemara doesn't really say that this. Radova La Soloveitchik explains this in the Gemara. It's not really Bafurish in the Gemara. We would have said that Evet Kanaini is Potter anyway, because the Pasuk says, goes churcha, the women are Potter from Aliyah LeRegel. So if the women are Potter, so the Evet Kanaini should also be Potter. The Evet Kanaini is only Chayiv and Mitzvahs that the women are Mechuyivim. So if Aliyah LeRegel, the women are potter, so the Evet Kanaini should be potter also. So why do you need a pasuk? Hodin prat le'Evet Kanaini sheyesh lo'odin. So the answer is, nafkimina chapsur achatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Let's say, and Evet Kanaini is not chayiv in tefillin, not chayiv in sukkah, not chayiv in mitzvah, shazman gram, not chayiv in lulav. But if he's achatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, so the Evet Kanaini part of him is blank. But the Chatzi ben Chorin is chayiv, so it's mechuyev to shake the lulav, but to sleep in the sukkah because of the Chatzi ben Chorin. But by Aliyah LeRegel, the pasuk has a hafkor, and Evet Kanaini has a ptur, a hafkor. So even if he's a Chatzi ben Chorin, he's still poter, because the Chatzi Evet is a poter. As opposed to usually that they just said Evet Kanaini is not, doesn't, it's not a poter, just not mechuyev in tzitzis and tefillin. But if he's a Chatzi ben Chorin, he's mechuyev mitam zeh. Then the parsha has the din when we'll come to Eretz Yisrael. The B'yavdi Avodazara living in Eretz Yisrael. Lasichas lahem bris. Lasichas lahem bris. V'lelaheim. I forgot already the loshana posik. So Tosfos in Yevamos, I remember, has two opinions. A little Tosfos has two opinions regarding this prohibition. Does it only apply to the Zion Umas, or does it apply to any nation that's officially Ovid Avodah Zarah. Some of the nations in the United Nations are officially, America is officially not a Christian country. It's a Christian country, but it's not officially. There's no official religion. But there are many countries in the United Nations that are officially Ovid Avodah Zarah. So remember when we learned that Tosfos, so one of the students asked Rav Soloveitchik, how is Medinas Yisrael allowed to join the United Nations? When you join the United Nations, you're making a krisas bris with all the other members of the United Nations that you're not gonna wage war against each other. You're gonna live in peace and harmony together. So according to the one opinion of Tosfos, it's not restricted only to the Zionists. It applies to any nation that's officially Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's a good thing that they didn't ask the Mizrahi whether they should join the United Nations. He says, it doesn't know what the din is. Maybe Taki is not allowed to. At the end of the Sedra, you have the continuation of the story of Maimon Harsina that they brought to special Korbonis. That's the din of Korban Hager. And Bnei Yisrael screamed out, Nased, and they said, Nased v'nishma. So we have the Pasuk in Novi, Od Yisham v'Ari Yehuda v'chutz Yerushalayim kol chosem kol kala. So the Baal HaTanya has in his drushes in the Likutei Torah, what do you mean kol kala? Under the chuppah, the chassan says, Hariyat Mekudesh Li, so the kala doesn't say, Hariyat Tomis Mekudesh Li. Kala doesn't say anything. They talk to us about shtika. Shtika koidem matma, shtika lacha matma. The kala shtika is an indication that she's maskim. So what do you mean? Oh, yishama kol kala. So the Baal HaTanya thinks that it's not referring to couples getting married, but Ari Yehuda v'chutz Yerushalayim. There is no kol kala there. There is no kol kala. It means that just like after Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a Maimon HaSinai, and the Baruch Shalom proclaimed, Anochi Hashem Alakecho, so Lasi Lavoi, the Medrash says, I think we mentioned it last week, Lasi Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, Anochi Anochi. Anochi Anochi is going to say twice, and Bnei Yisrael are going to say again, Nasu V'Nishma. So the Kol Kala is going to be Bnei Yisrael, the Chosin is the Baruch Shalom, and the Kala is Bnei Yisrael. Just like on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, we said, Nasu V'Nishma. So Lasid Lavai, Mos HaMashiach, there'll be another, some kind of a Kabbalah Sator again, and we'll scream out again, Nasa V'Nishma. Then you have in the end of this Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale Elai Hor V'etan Luchas Luchas Ha'evan V'ator V'hamitzvah Asher Kasavti Lahor Rosam. So the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas around Avheya, so explaining every phrase in the pasuk, Alei alai har bet luchas luchas ha'evin, that has the aseris adiris v'ha'toira, means the rest of the chamishu chamshe toira. The ha'mitzvah, the mitzvah refers to Torah Shabbat Peh. Every so often you have the phrase mitzvah and chumash, and it has the connotation of Torah Shabbat Peh. Like v'zavachta kashe tzivisich ha'malam shen estaba Moshe Rabbeinu, there's halach ha'moshe misinai, of the chamishu chashchita, shiyad rosa chalad agrama v'ikar, because it says, Tzivisicha has the connotation of Torah Shabbat Peh. A few other psukim like that, that the word Tzivisicha, in contrast to Torah, v'hamitzvah, Torah means Torah Shabbat, and mitzvah means Torah Shabbat Peh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll give you the luchas, the aseres adiris, v'hatorah, the rest of the chamish and chamshah Torah, v'hamitzvah, izela, zu hamishnah, Torah Shabbat Peh. Asher kasafti, the Gemara says, is a reference to Nevi'im Meksuvim. Lo'ai Raisam is a reference to Gemara, because when you learn Gemara, the Gemara shows you how you're supposed to paskin, how you're supposed to come to a maskana halacha l'maisa. The Gemara talks a lot about the klal hamotzi mechavera, all of harai. We have so many dinim based on that. So that's a question. The Gemara in Baba Kama says it's based on the pasuk in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. So he says, I'm leaving behind, I'm going to be away for, I'm going to the mountains for 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights. And whoever has a din Torah, mi badram, yigash aleim. So the Gemara understands, yigash aleim, not only pshuto shon mikra should approach Aaron v'chur, but yagish rai aleim, hamoitzi mechavera, all of harai. The Gemara says, it's learned out from the pasuk. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara pshuta. Whatever is a svara, whatever is a compelling svara, you don't need a pasuk. So the Gemara seems to say, no, the pasuk means a different thing. In the skok merala tevetchila. So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous comment, and he writes in Gittin that that's what the Gemara says initially, but after you learn all the sugyas, that ain halchem imam and achar harayv, the robe is no good, and bari b'shem is no good. There are so many dinim, so that it must be that it's a gzeres hakasev. It's no longer a svar. So Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosha quotes the Pnei Yishim, and he disagrees. He thinks that everything is a svar, but the pashtus is not like Reb Shimon Shkop. The pashtus is like the Pnei Yeshua. Because the Shita Mekubetzus has a comment at the end of the first parak in Ksubis that all those dinim that in Hochem Imam and Acher Harayiv, that's Exeris HaKosuv because of Muchzok, Exeris HaKosuv HaMuchzok, and Exeris HaKosuv only applies if the one is Muchzok is Jewish. If he's a Nochri, then you are Motzi Maman from a Nochri based on a Rav, because the Nochrim don't have this special din of HaMotzi Mechavel of Harayiv. They don't have a din of Muchzok that gives you the schus to hold on to the mammon until the teveya has a raya alimta. This Shabbos is three Sifrei Torah. The first Sifrei Torah we're supposed to lay in six aliyas and the Parshas HaShavua, the two Parshas, whatever, Kesef Tal Azami with Mishpatim. Then the seventh aliyah is supposed to be for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And then and the third Sefer Torah is supposed to lay in Parsha Shkolim. And then you say the Haftorah for Parsha Shkolim. What is Machzis HaShekel all about? So Machzis HaShekel was for the purpose of funding the Karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash. The presidents of universities all have the obligation of raising funds for their university. So the president of a yeshiva has the obligation to raise money. So the Gaonim were the heads of the yeshiva. The name of the yeshiva was Gaon Yaakov. And the head of the yeshiva, the main fundraiser, was the Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov. Some of them were outstanding Gaonim Adirim, and some of them were outstanding fundraisers, and some of them were neither. Some of them were not such good fundraisers, not such big Gaonim and learning. So in the days of the Gaon Eretz Yisrael needed money. So they had always come up with new gimmicks every year for fundraising shtick. So they came up with this idea that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim in the month of Adar, Bechad B'Adar, Mashmi Yimal HaShkolim, L'Shlosh Yimam Kodim HaChag, Shalom V'Doshim V'Chus HaChag, 30 days before you have a mitzvah that's bore once a year or something like that, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, comes infrequently. So you have 30 days before you have to start figuring out, where am I going to have the Seder? Where am I going to have Tkiyas? Where am I going to daven on Yom Kippur? You have to make your mind up. You have to start thinking 30 days before. The 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins with Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The new karbonis, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, have to be purchased with the new Machzah Shekel money. L'chatchila, b'diyeh, the Gemara says, if they bought it from last year's Machzah Shekel money, is also good. If you buy it from Mammon of the Yochid, you're not, that Tzibur is not even Yotze B'Riyevet. You're not Yotze. But if you bought it with last year's Machzah Shekel B'Riyevet, the Gemara says it is good. But L'chatchila, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to buy the Korbanos with the Truma Chadosh. So the Goyim came up with this idea. They make on Tainus Esther, the day before Purim, we're going to fast. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, first Perek in Brachas, Agvida Tainesa, Tzidkasa, the main reward that you get for fasting on a tainus is for the tzedakah that you give. So on a tainus, when everyone's fasting, you got to give tzedakah. How much tzedakah should you give? So the Mishnah Berurah says you should give at least the amount of money that you save, because you didn't eat two meals. Usually we eat three meals a day. And here you're just going to eat supper the night after the tainus is over, Leil Purim. But the first breakfast and lunch you got to skip. So however much money you would have spent on the two meals, at least that amount you should give to tzedakah. So the Goyim said, fundraising gimmick, we should ask everybody to give a zechel a machzis hashekel. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, how to give machzis hashekel, everybody should give machzis hashekel to the yeshiva. So the Goyim Bavel were very upset about this, because the Gemara says in Mokim Shenogu, in Psochim, you're not allowed to say bosa zeh lePesach. Because it may sound like I'm going to use this live animal, or even a geshochten animal, but it's other Pesach, for a korban Pesach, people may think that he's eating kachim machutz. So if you're going to say, this is my machzah shekel, the plate said this is machzah shekel, so the people may think that it's real machzah shekel, and you're using it for the yeshiva. If it's real machzah shekel, then it becomes hegdish. If it's hegdish, you're not allowed to use it for yeshiva, you're not allowed to use it for aniyim. Hegdish is hegdish. So the Goyni Bovel were very upset. So they corresponded with the Goyni Eretz Yisrael. So the Goyni Eretz Yisrael said, no, there's a Yerushalmi, the last line in the Yerushalmi in Shkolim, that says we paskan like Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon in the Mishnah talks about Bikurim, that even if he mafrish Bikurim is banazet, it's not chal, because the pasuk in today's Sedra says, Bikurim is only chal, bisman sheyes beis hamigdash. If there's no beis hamigdash, so the Tanakhama says, bisman hazeh, if you mafrish Bikurim, it's chal. And in order to be allowed to eat the Bikurim, you have to bring it to the beis hamigdash, which they can't do. So if you mafrish Bikurim, it's chal, and it has no heter. And Reb Shimon disagrees in the Mishnah. He says, no, resh Bikurim maschatav beis Hashem alkecha, bisman velecha beis hamigdash, that even if you mafrish Bikurim, it's not chal. So the Yerushalmi at the end of Shkolim says, two chidushim. Number one, we pass like Reb Shimon. Why should we? Yochid v'ra malachi kiram achidush. We pass like Reb Shimon. Number two, the Reb Shimon didn't only disagree and become, but disagreed on machza shekel as well. If you mafish machza shekel b'zman hazeh, it's just not chal. So the Goyni Bavel never heard of this. They said they didn't have any Yerushalmi on Shkolim. They said, kabbalah hini kabbal. Okay, if that's your tradition, but we never heard of it. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you give the machzah shekel, everyone should say that it's only a zecher the machzah shekel. It's not the real thing. It's only a zecher. They should have in big letters zecher. So that's the three kriyas tomorrow. In some places, because they're concerned about the epidemic, so they daven outside. Even though it's freezing outside, they daven outside. So in a lot of places, they only have one sefer Torah. They don't have three Sefer Torah, so they're going to learn everything from one Sefer Torah. So they're going to learn first Sefer Torah, they're going to learn from Mishpatim. Then they're going to roll all the way till Pinchas, till learn Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Then they're going to learn back to Kisisa about the Shkolim. So some of the shuls, they wanted to know, maybe they can, instead of rolling twice, to roll from Mishpatim to Pinchas and to roll back again, to keep everybody waiting twice, maybe they should be Mishana the Seder. Maybe they should lane first Mishpatim and then Kisisa, and then you only have to roll once to Pinchas. So the Poskim all say, they quote Nadi Behuda, and all the Achranim seem to agree with that Nadi Behuda. If you did like that, if you laned in the first Sefer Torah Mishpatim, and then you laned after that Kisisa, then after that you lane Pinchas, then you can't say the Haftorah Parsha Shkolim. Then you have to say the Haftorah has to relate to the last Kriya. So if it would be a normal year, Parshas Mishpatim, so the Haftorah should relate to anything in Parshas Mishpatim. It doesn't have to relate Dafka to the last Aliyah. We learn Parshas Mishpatim. If you learn from two Sefer Torah, it has to relate to the second Sefer Torah. If you learn from three Sefer Torah, it has to relate to the third. So if you're going to have one Sefer Torah, you're learning three different things. So the Haftorah has to be Hashamayim Kisi. If the last thing you're going to learn is going to be in Pinchas, then you have to say Hashamayim Kisi. Then you're going to lose out. You won't be in fulfillment of the Takanas Chacham to learn the Haftorah, the Kriya and the Haftorah of Parsha Shkolim. So the Pashto says that even if you only have one Sefer Torah, you should really have to roll it twice. There'll be a Tircha Ditzibur. So the rabbi should hold a long drasha.
Rabbi, one of the Rabbanim asked if they could lane for Rosh Chodesh first and then do Parshas Mishpatim and then Shkolim.
I think that's also, that's a violation of the Tarkana was started within the Tarkana Kodim. First you lane Parshas HaShavua. Then you lane Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Dikakri is once a month.
Tircha d'tzibura is tadir bita tircha d'tzibura.
I think so.
If there's only one, if they're not giving out aliyos to different people, it's the Balkari getting all the aliyos. How should they split it up?
He gets five aliyos in Mishpatim instead of seven. You divide it into five. Then he gets the sixth aliyah is going to be in Pinchas, then the seventh Aliyah will be in Kisisa, and then he'll say the Haftorah. And after he finishes the Birchas Haftorah, then he'll say the Chatzi Kaddish. Yeah. You only say Chatzi Kaddish if you gave already all the seven Aliyahs before. But if it's one person getting all the Aliyahs, then it doesn't make sense to make a Hisofa. We usually make a Hisofa. We usually make seven Aliyahs. And then we give Maftar as a Haisofa. So since you already finished this, the seven Aliyahs, so you say Chatzikadosh. But if the same person getting all the seven aliyahs, it doesn't make sense. You should give him an eighth aliyah. It doesn't make sense to make Kohen Sofer. But then the Magen Avraham says, in that case, then you say the Chatzi Kaddish after the Birchas HaTorah is over.
Okay. I mean, but switching the Pinchas with Kisisa would also be a problem of Tadr Shana Tadr.
Switching Pinchas with Kisisa, yeah, that's right. Right. Very good. Okay. Mishpatim is a big Sedra. The whole Seder and the Zikin. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. Okay.
Thank you.
Good Chodesh. Good Chodesh. Very good.
Good Shabbos and good Chodesh.
Good, yeah.